Welcome to Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with great support of the Hugh Green Group. You're listening to the show on Planet FM in Auckland on Wednesday, Plains FM in Christchurch on Saturday, Cappity Coast and Wellington Access Radio on Sunday. Special welcome to listeners joining us on planetaudio.org.nz across New Zealand and indeed other parts of the world. We opened up the show tonight with the Chieftains with Carolyn's Concerto, and we'll have great music throughout the show tonight, as well as all the latest news from Ireland and details on a special 48-page World Cup magazine. If you're listening in New Zealand, you'll be able to get free with your papers this weekend. The World Cup just over a week away, and New Zealand All Whites are in the competition this year. Sadly, no Republic of Ireland or Northern Ireland teams in it, but hopefully you'll stay with us for the next hour and enjoy the programme. Wonderful version there of Lord Franklin from Kevin Burke and Micheál O'Donnell, and hopefully you're enjoying the programme. Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, last week the weather was unbelievable in Ireland. In fact, the head of the World health organizations of the UN came out today and warned of El Nino, very warm conditions over the next few months. And that's being predicted for more warm weather in Ireland in July and August. The weather has gone back to kind of a bit wet, miserable over the last few days, but that'll be a welcome relief to all the students that are preparing to sit the Leaving Cert and Junior Cert exams, which got underway today. Over 60,000 students doing the Leaving Cert and around 73,000 doing the Junior Cert exams. Of course, you know, traditionally, those of us that do the Leaving Cert, I did it back in 1979, the weather gets warm when you're sitting inside doing the exams. And I was reading some reports in the papers yesterday about young people that feel uncomfortable sitting in school uniforms. This was a young guy with long trousers and a short jumper. He said he'd prefer to have looser clothes and to have more casual clothes to feel easier doing the exams. But it's a big time. I'm sure some people panic a bit and don't do well at exams, but most people that have put in the work over the last 2 year cycle will do well. And the big challenge for most people is to get enough points to get into their preferred university course. But there's a big push on getting more people into the trades, as there is here in New Zealand as well. Right, as I mentioned at the start of the programme, the World Cup gets underway in America, Canada and the USA on the 12th of June. And this weekend, in a number of new papers in New Zealand, there's a 48-page coloured glossy magazine that I've been working at for the last 4 or 5 weeks, and the few people that have seen it reckons it's probably the best World Cup magazine published anywhere in the world. So you can be the judge if you get the paper on Saturday in the Waikato Times, the Press in Christchurch, and the Post in Wellington. And then on Sunday around the country, the Sunday Star Times will have the insert there, as will the Herald and Sunday in the Auckland region. And if you fail to get a copy, you can go on to my website, oliverlee.co.nz. There'll be a link to the magazine there next week. Huge competition, 48 teams, massive increase in teams participating. But good news for New Zealand. And they've got three big games. Their first one, very talked about game against Iran on Tuesday, the 16th of June. And then the 22nd, they play Egypt. And the 27th, they're playing Belgium. So I'm sure our listeners in Ireland will be following close. And I'm predicting that the last four teams standing will be Brazil, Argentina, France and England. But we just have to wait and see. All right, we want to play a special song by Philomena Begley now. This is in memory of a famous Tyrone footballer, Frank McGuigan from Arbour, who died last week. I forgot to mention this in the programme last week, and thanks to my good friend Seamus Smith, who's from Ballyborough, living in New York, and knew Frank well. He mentioned I'd missed up on not getting the news, but Frank was an amazing guy. He basically played, when he was only 17 or 18, played both minor and senior football for Tyrone on the same day. And then 72 or 73, he captained the seniors to an Ulster title. And later that year, he toured with the All-Stars to New York. And as he said, he found the promised land and alcohol, and he stayed away from his age from 22 to 30 and came back in 1983 and joined the Tyrone team. Joe Brawley wrote a great tribute to him in the Sunday Independent. And I remember being at that All-Ireland final, I think it was 87. Frank had been playing Joe Reckon midfield, they would have won the All-Ireland final that year. But a big loss to his family and friends. And as I said, a great Philomena Begley, a great Tyrone woman. We have her singing all about a village, and it could be Arbour in County Tyrone. Just
Dublin, Dublin, Killarney or Derry. But a village in County Tyrone, I can still see the cross on a hill.
You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And that song there was in memory of the great Frank McGuigan, who passed away last week. And we'll have all the GAA results on the programme in a few minutes' time. And the draw was made on Tuesday. Of course, it was a bank holiday in Ireland, as it was here in New Zealand last weekend. And now we're down to the final pairings for football. And breaking news out of Kilkenny tonight, Derek Link has announced his retirement to Kilkenny for the first time ever, not making the Leinster hurling final. So rebuilding to be done there. Well, it was a bad weekend in Ireland. There was lots of activities happening. There was full marathons in Cork and a women's marathon in Dublin, and the conditions was quite good. And then in the early hours of Monday morning, breaking news on Monday afternoon in Ireland, two young people were found dead, one near Clarendon Street, near the Carmelite Church that I know very well, just off Grafton Street. And another person was attacked in Island Bridge and fled his attackers by swimming into the Liffey, but died later that day. So Garda investigations are continuing. The young man that died in off Grafton Street was a music promoter or a gig promoter. There was some kind of a rock gig or something over the Bewley's Cafe, and early in the morning a row broke out between various people, and this man fled for his life and was followed and stabbed numerous times and died shortly afterwards. He was originally from Nigeria and living in Dundalk, but police are asking people to come and help them out. So it's a huge blow to this man's family, and it's one of the big stories on the news here tonight. All right, let's have a song. I heard a song the other morning on Rise in Time. Moving Hearts had a great version. Well, they still have a great version. This is called Before the Deluge, but this is Jackson Browne. It's a really good version, so hope you like it.
summer, then it was only the moment that mattered. And on the brave and crazy wings of youth, they went flying around in the rain, and their feathers weren't so fine, grew torn and tattered. Exchange love's bright and fragile glow for the glitter and the rouge. And in a moment they were swept before the deluge. Now let the music keep our spirits high. Let the buildings keep our children high. And maybe the secrets by and by. By and by. When the light that's lost within us reaches the sky. Some of them were angry at the way the earth was abused.
Before the Deluge from Jackson Browne, and as I mentioned, Moving Hearts had a big hit with that song a number of years ago. Of course, Moving Hearts, Christy Moore was part of that, Donal Lunny, Liam O'Flynn, and Christy now just moved into his 81st year and still gigging away. In fact, I heard an interview, I think it might have been on John Bowman's programme on Sunday, or maybe something else relating to a stand that Christy took. But it was about the time the Knock song, in fact, there was a little program on Midwest Radio the other night, and they were looking back at the success of Knock Airport, and Christy wrote that song all about Knock Airport, and he got the inspiration for it when he was working in the bank in Ballyhaunas. I think it was Bank of Ireland or AIB that particular year that he was working there. I think there was a bank strike, and of course Ballyhaunas is very close to where Knock Airport is, and there was a lot of knockers when Knock Airport was first muted. It opened probably in 86, which is 40 years ago. And fair play, the former Taoiseach Charlie Haughey, he was keen to give the support to the great Monsignor Horden. And Christy talked about Monsignor Horden coming in with the money from the proceeds from the dances he used to run in Turin. And he said he was a magnificent man. So there was a nice little tribute. I'm sure you can hear that program if you want to Midwest, all about Knock Airport. All right, let's move on and take another piece of music. And this time we're going with the Cars and Runaway.
Say it's true, there's nothing like me and you.
And Runaway, don't run away anywhere yet. We've got another half an hour or a bit more to go. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. And if you missed the start of the program, just a reminder that this weekend in a number of newspapers in New Zealand, There's a free 48-page World Cup magazine. So if you're a World Cup fan or if you know anybody that loves their football, all the information there on the 48 teams, their rankings, where they succeeded or lack of success at previous World Cups. And there's lots of packed full of information, pinned profiles on the All Whites. So you can get the magazine free. You buy the Waikato Times, the Press and the Post on Saturday, and the Herald on Sunday, and the Sunday Star Times on Sunday. There's over 110,000 copies going out there. So get into your news agent quickly, and you'll get a copy. And if you miss out, you can log onto my website, oliverlee.co.nz, early next week, and we'll put the link up there. Right, well, the trial in Northern Ireland, Uri's continuing into the former DUP leader, Geoffrey Donaldson, and complainant A and B have been cross-examined. Nobody knows their identity, and they've been cross-examined over the last week. The trial is expected to run for about 4 weeks, so this is into the second week. He and his wife, Eleanor, are denying the allegations that were made against him, and it's obviously getting a lot of airtime. It's a sad situation because apparently the complainant A and B were very young when these alleged sexual incidents happened. So Geoffrey Donaldson, a huge fall from grace, and that was bad enough. Everything comes out into the open. His evidence last week, his wife suspected him having an affair, and she bugged his car, put a listening device in the car. They did separate for a while. This is the man that was seen holier than holy in his negotiations and holding up the formation of a government in Northern Ireland as a result of Brexit. So not a good look for him. Now, there's a bit of a row breaking out down in County Kerry between the two Healy-Ray brothers. Of course, Michael Healy-Ray was a junior minister in the government up till about 6-7 weeks ago. And he bailed out over the cost of petrol, diesel, oil prices. And his brother, Danny, the two of them, when the government was formed over a year and a half ago, Michael Healy-Ray said, "You're getting two for the price of one." Danny and him would support the government long term. And didn't Danny break ranks and put pressure on Michael? And Michael, headline today is, "You cost me a ministerial job." So there might be a bit of a what do you call it, fallout in the old Kerry dynasty down there. Anyway, we'll come back and talk sport after this next piece of music. And this is Christy Dignam with a lovely version of his song for Catherine.
The moment I foresaw your face, my love, that night I couldn't sleep or close my eyes. A picture stayed inside my mind, my love, and when I woke I felt you near. See, I was captured by your smile, my love, and in your eyes I saw eternity. To be so lost and then to find, my love, the very one that's meant for me. And when we walked down Grafton Street, I held your hand as you leaned into me.
Christy Dignam there on Song for Catherine. Of course, Christy had a long battle with cancer, probably died over 2 years ago, but a wonderful singer. And hope you like that song. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, one of the biggest employers down in the Limerick area is a company called Ocknish Alumina. I know many people from around our area went and served their time there, but that business was bought by a Russian business, steel business, probably maybe 20 years ago. And over the last week or 2 weeks, it's been discovered after an investigation, I think, by the Irish Times, that all of the alumina that was manufactured there was making its way to Russia and being used in the production of weapons used against Ukraine in the current war. And I know it's been a terrible 24 hours of attacks by Russia into all the major cities in Ukraine. I have to say, when I see that Putin, I don't wish ill on too many people, but I hope he gets his up and comings in time, because what he's done and what he's done to his own people, they reckon over a million young Russians have lost their lives and nearly another half a million injured, and obviously huge casualties on the Ukrainian side as well. And you have to wonder, what is it for? But last week, the owners of the Ocknish Alumina came out and said if the government or the European Union makes any moves to stop the export of their products to Russia, they will basically threaten to close down the plant. And there's 800 jobs at stake, but there's also, they say, they pay 25 million towards the cost of electricity production in Ireland, and there's other costs. So the government have doing a big investigation at the moment, and it'll be interesting to see what comes out of that. We'll take another bit of music, and then we'll come back and get into all the sports results. This time, Dolores Keane and The Island. Right, you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. And don't forget, get your papers this weekend, the Waikato Times, the Press and the Post, Herald on Sunday and the Sunday Star Times. You get a big 48-page colour glossy World Cup magazine. Sorry, if you're in Ireland, Australia, America, Holland, England, you won't be able to get the magazine unless you get somebody down here to buy paper and send it to you. But you can read it online from early next week on my website, oliverlee.co.nz. Well, Ireland aren't in the World Cup, or neither are Northern Ireland, so I'm sure many housewives in Ireland would be delighted, because if Ireland had qualified, well, they were almost there, losing to Chechnya in that playoff. They would have begged, borrowed and stolen to make it over there. So at home, they'll have to put up with watching it on TV and supporting their Gaelic football team. So we'll run through results of last weekend. There was a great game, obviously windy conditions. Cavan had a big lead at halftime over Westmeath, but Westmeath came and won that game 131-321. Armagh, they played Derry, big win there, 118-113. Then you had the Nicky Rackard Cup. Now, this is a hurling final between New York and Tyrone. Lots of controversy here, because Tyrone and all the other Irish teams involved in this Nicky Rackard Cup feel it's unfair that a team like New York can come in, automatically get to play in the final, and they can pick the best of hurlers from all over Ireland that are working and living in New York. But anyway, Tyrone put up a good battle, losing 222-217. Then you had the All-Ireland Under-20 Football Championship final. It went for Kerry over Tyrone. Kerry 21 points, Tyrone 110. And in the Hurling Under-20 final, Clare beat Galway. And that's now we get on to the senior football. Then you had lots of games last Sunday. Dublin beaten by Louth, and there was only about 16,000 people at this game. So Dublin's, their manager, still on the sideline after a ban for an involvement with a Galway player in the league back in March. Monaghan just lost to Mayo. Tight game there. So that Dublin result, 124, Louth 418, Monaghan 220, Mayo 124. So you got the Leinster Senior Hurling Championship final coming up this weekend. Dublin against Galway. That's the big game. But the draw was made on Tuesday for the next round of the football. So in Division A, you've got Galway home advantage versus Westmeath. Tyrone are at home against Mayo. Louth are at home against Armagh. And Donegal are home against Cork. So Cork have a long trip there. And the winners and losers of those games continue in the championship. And then you have Division 2, the second tier. And the losers here are out. So Derry are at home to Meath. Kildare are playing Kerry. Cavan are playing Dublin. And Bonin against Roscommon. Those games will be played in 2 weeks' time. On rugby, there was a loss for Connacht against Glasgow. They put up a good show. And Munster lost away to, I think they lost to the Stormers. So you got the URC semi-finals this weekend. Leinster, they had a win against the Lions, but small crowd, only about, I think, 15,000 people at the Aviva Stadium for that game. And they're playing Stormers in one semi-final this weekend, and Glasgow are playing the Bulls. So if Glasgow win, the final will be in Edinburgh, because their ground is not available. But the big controversy at the moment about Leinster in Ireland is Kiwi James Lowe, whether or not he'll stay or go. There's a row over his salary cap, and it looks like he might be on the way out and to play out his career in Japan. As I mentioned earlier, Kilkenny are looking for a new manager after Derek Ling announced tonight that he's stepping down. And former Irish international Robbie Keane, who had a good year, I think, managing a team in Hungary to a championship, he's in discussions with the owners of Celtic about a possible role there as manager. He did play one season with Celtic. Boys owner reuniting for a concert, two concerts this weekend. They couldn't get a promoter to promote them in Ireland, but they're doing two concerts at a big arena in the UK, both sold out in a matter of time. Interesting interview with Keith Duffy, one of the Boys Own founders, on Sunday. Him and his son, who's an Irish up-and-coming actor, they went off and did a huge climb of a mountain. I think it was in Uganda. And it features in a TV series coming up. And of course, he talked about the loss of their former band member Stephen Gately a number of years ago. So the three of the last four are joining up, and they're playing to sell out concerts in London this weekend. So we give a blast here to Picture of You with Boyzone. That was Boyzone, one of the first Irish boy bands, of course. Then you got Westlife, you've got so many other boy bands. Westlife are putting on a series of concerts later this year. They've all sold out. And then Niall Horan, former Westlifer, he's sold out about six concerts, I think, later in the year. So there's still an appetite for these boy bands' types of music. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. And just in case you come in late, there's a big World Cup 48-page magazine free with a number of papers around New Zealand this weekend, with the Waikato Times, the Press and the Post on Saturday, and the Sunday Star Times and the Herald on Sunday. All you need to know about the World Cup. Sadly, no profile in there on the Irish team who didn't qualify this year. Let's take Christy Moore and Lister and Varna. And then we come back and probably have to wrap up for another week.
How's it going there? Everybody from Cork, New York, Dundalk, Gortahawk and Dunamaddy. Here we are in the County Clare, and it's a long, long way from here to there. there's the Burren, and the Cliffs of Moher, and the Tulla, and the Kilfenora, and Michael Russell, Dr. Bill, Willie Clancy, and Noel Hill. Flutes and fiddles everywhere. If it's music you want, you should go to Clare. Sure, everybody needs a break. Climb a mountain or jump in a lake. Some head off to exotic places. Others go to the Galway races. A cousin of mine goes potholing. A cousin of hers loves Joe Dolan. Matty goes to the south of France. Jim to the dogs and Peter to the dance. Summer comes around each year. We go there and they come here. Some jet off to Frihiliana. But I always go to Listunvarna.
Oh, Listunvarna. Listunvarna.
I always leave of a Thursday night with my tent and my ground sheet rolled up tight. I like to hit Listun in or around Friday afternoon. This gives me time to get my gear together. I don't need to worry about the weather. Ramble in for a pint of stout, cause you never know who'd be hanging about. There's a Dutchman playing a mandolin, a German looking for Liam O'Guffin, and there's Adam Bono and Gareth Fitzgerald getting their photo taken for the Sunday World. Finbar Charlie and Jim Hand, and they're drinking pints to bathe the band, and the grand.
Oh, Listunvarna.
The multitudes, they flock in throngs to hear the music and the songs, and motor bikes and IS vans with bottles, barrels, flagons, cans. Mighty granny. Loads of frolics. Pioneers and alcoholics, and Black Spook in the FCA, and Freddie Kelly in the IRA, and Harry Chess and Milk White Ties, and Mickey Dodgers in disguise. McGraths, O'Briens, Pippins, Coxes, massage parlors and horse boxes. RTE are making tapes, taking breaks and throwing shapes. There's Aurons, Baurons, Amadons, Arab Sheiks, Hindu Sikhs, Jesus Freaks. This is heaven, this is hell. Who cares? Who can tell? Anyone from the last few chuck ices now? A 747 for Jackson Brown. They had to build a special room just to get him down. Before the chieftains could start to play, seven creamy pints came out in a tray. Sherga was ridden by Lord Lucan. Sean Cannon did the backstage cooking. Planet were playing Harry's game, and Christy was singing Nancy Spain. And Mary O'Hara and Brush Shields together doing the Four Green Fields. Van der Man and Emmy Lou, and Moving Hearts and Planxty too.
Whoa.
Everybody needs a break. Climb a mountain or jump in a lake. Sean Doherty goes to the Roses Tralee, and Oliver J. Flanagan goes swimming in the Holy Sea. But I like the music in the open air, so every summer I go to Clare. Cause Woodstock Knock or the Feast of Cana could hold a match to Listunvarna.
Oh, Listunvarna.
Good night, goodbye, and God bless from me, Oliver Lee, signing off for tonight.
Raised on songs and stories, heroes of renown, the passing tales and glories that once was Dublin town. The hallowed halls and houses, the haunting children's rhymes, that once was part of Dublin in the rare old times. Ring a rosy, as the light declines, I remember Dublin city. It is John Dempsey, stumbling as be. Born hard and late in Pimlico, in a house that ceased to be. By trade I was a cooper, lost out to redundancy. Like my house that fell to progress, my trade's a memory. And I courted Peggy Dignam, as pretty as you please. I rode in a child of Mary from the rebel liberties. I lost her to a student chap with skin as black as coal, when he took her off to Birmingham. She took away my soul. Ring a ring a rosy, as the light declines, I'll remember Dublin city in the rare old times. Oh, the years have made me bitter, the gargle dims me brain, 'cause Dublin keeps on changing and nothing seems the same. The pillar and the met have gone, the royal long since pulled down, as the grey unyielding concrete makes a city of my town. Declines, I remember Dublin city in the rare old times. Fare thee well, sweet Annaliffy, I can no longer stay and watch the new glass cages that spring up along the quay. Too full of memories, too old to hear new chimes. 104.